Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming to you live from Vanderbilt Hall at the Grand Central Terminal as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of WFAN. And I get a chance right now to bring in someone who played a little role in that many years ago and has gone on to other things. And we bring him back now. And that is, of course, Don Imus, who joins us now. Don, how are you?
Mike, baby, how are you doing?
Good, Don. How's everything?
Well, you know, I wear these diesel sneakers, you know.
Right.
And I don't like to unlace them. I like to keep them tied.
Right.
So I got a 2-foot shoehorn. So, you know, you don't have to bend over anything. That's the greatest invention. It's the greatest invention since hash browns.
Is that true?
Yeah, so I stick it in there and put the shoes on.
Don, has it come to that, really?
So 30 years now, does that mean when it started, what was that station, 1050, what was that, HN or HK? Or?
Yeah, HN, WHN, went back in the day, 1050, and then they went and grabbed you and went down the dial. Remember those days? Can you remember that time?
I vaguely remember.
Vaguely,
it was before.
Yeah.
It was, well, you know, I had been out of rehab a couple of years then. It was 89, I believe. And but I thought Emmis bought NBC. It was Jeff Smullyan.
Right.
That was sports radio. That was his idea, right?
That was his, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And one going very well, so they basically
terrible.
Decided to see if they could latch on to something, latched on to you. I remember the first time they sent me over there. To visit you because they said you got to get to know Imus. So I went over there and it was just, you were so warm and cuddly. It was just such a nice experience, you know, going over there and seeing you. But Don, before one thing, I got a little surprise for you. So
okay.
I figured we, since this is a day where we're going to have a little rendezvous, I got a little present for you in about, real quick, I'll give it to you in a minute, but a little surprise for you. But coming up, but before we get there, tell me the first thing you remember when you heard that they were going to connect the stations.
Well, I don't remember what I thought. I knew that when Emmis bought WNBC, that I knew they bought my contract.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about sports. I like sports, but I wasn't prepared to talk to somebody about sports. So they said, well, we're going to do sports, but you do your show. And we'll get some people to do sports. Now, the people they had on HN were terrible. I think they had Jim Lampley. He's a lovely guy. But, man, he shut me and said, please, don't do radio, Jim. Come on, stop it. So they had awful people. But somehow, so we started to do that. Well, the 660 dial, as you know, is a 50,000-watt clear channel signal.
Monster.
So you could hear it in 38 states at night,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
And HN, you couldn't hear anywhere. HK, whatever it's called.
HN.
HN. So that was a boost right away. And then they started to hire some pretty good people. And along came you, and along came Mad Dog, and there's some other people. Hey, I heard Minko earlier today. I'm one of my favorite people on the planet. But Minko sounded like he'd been sucking on a helium balloon.
Oh, forget
What's
it.
Up with him?
He's been at the dentist more than your car's been in the shop, Don. I mean, he's had his whole mouth redone. It's just scary.
He still sounds great, though.
Yeah, he does. He's great. And he's been with me all these years. And, you know, everyone else left me flat. You know, it all took off. You all went to different places and left me here with Minko. I mean, that wasn't nice, but, I mean, I tried to make the best of it, you know. Talking about that, here's my surprise. I figured, since we'd have reunion day, why don't you just come in and say hello to Miss Imus?
Yes! Hello, Mikey, baby! Donnie, buddy! How is my main man? Donnie Imus!
Don, you remember that voice at all?
Oh, man, I remember. You know, the guy who first told me about Mad Dog was Bernard McGurk.
Right.
He said, you got to hear this guy. So then we started having you and Chris on to do sports on our show. And I thought you both, I mean, I still do, and I thought then, I thought these guys have a lot of talent. You did, and Chris, and I thought one thing led to another, and they got you together. I know everybody wants to take credit for putting you guys together, but Mark Mason, who, by the way, could easily be the worst person on God's earth. Kim Jong-un is a nicer person than Mark Mason. God, what a creep. Anyway.
Yeah.
But they got you guys on the air from day one. It was, I mean, I know the first day was a little shaky, but God, man, that was great.
Well, that's because you know, Don, you really at the time were so much trying to keep us together, and we're so much a peaceful, you know, factor in that. You know, you didn't do anything to try and make it worse. You really
yes,
helped.
Well, of course we did, but the point was, it was great radio. You guys did. That was great radio, man. I know something about radio. That was great radio.
Don, what made you What made you come up with the Fatso and Fruit Loops thing? That was a tremendous. You called us that all the time. What made you come up with that?
Well, Mike is fat, and I thought you were gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but of course there's not. But well, no, I like the alliteration, the Fatso and Fruit Loops. And I, no, you both know I liked you a lot then, and I'll always remember the rest of my life how loyal you were to me, how you both risked your job. Literally risked your jobs for mine, and two of the better people on the planet, you and Mike.
Let's be honest, we had a lot of fun. And
we had a lot of fun.
We did have a great time, and with your show and you promoting us and everything, and Dog and I, and hello, Dog, how are you?
Mike, good to hear from you.
Nice talk to you.
Without Don, there is no Mike and the Mad Dog, and there's no WFAN.
I love working for Chernoff. I think Chernoff was the best program director other than Bob Pittman I ever worked for, and so those days were a lot of fun.
They were great. Every day at 12:30, I used to go back down to Don's office and sit there, and Don and I would talk about people for a half hour, and then I'd go to work. Yeah.
Make me laugh for it, and I was sitting back there for all those days taking as many Vicodin as I could. Because, you know, I had some pain.
Yeah, by 1:30, Don, you were unconscious, let's be honest.
I had a lot of pain, baby.
By 1:30, you didn't know what state you were in.
Those were a lot of fun. It's a great place to work, and you guys are great.
And in my sunroom, I still have the Imus jukebox, still programmed by Don Imus, in my home all these years later.
Well, I used to come in a bit because I didn't have any Jerry Vale records on there.
And, Mike, do you still drive the Porsche to work every day or not?
Yeah, Doug, I do. As a matter of fact, I do.
now he does. Well, that was a great radio station, a lot of fun. Still a good station. It was a lot of fun.
Don, I have one question for you.
Sure.
Whatever happened to you?
Well, I'm down here in Texas.
Do you ever come to New York, ever?
Yeah, I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you were here?
Yeah, I still have an apartment over there in Central Park West.
Oh, really?
Sure.
So you have to tell me, before I finish up here this year, I have to come over when you're going to be in the studio one day. I got to come over one day, but I want you to be here.
Well, we'd love to have you on. I think I talked to Chernoff.
Yeah, he said I can do it. He said I can do it.
He's like trying to book the Pope, you know. But
hey, he said I can do it, and I want you to be in New York when I do. I don't want to sit there and look at Sid and Bernie. I want to talk to you.
Well, you can talk to me, Mike, but you don't have to see me.
I want to see you. I want you to be here.
I'm sure you do.
I want you to be here. I don't want you to be in Texas. You're in Texas. You know, they're propping you up in one of those chairs in Texas. That's awful.
Mike, let's be fair. I hate this. I don't want to kiss his rear end, but if it wasn't for Don, there wouldn't be a WFAN.
Well, that's not true.
No, that's it. Mike, tell him.
You're way too nice. That's not true. You guys.
Dog, we've always told that lie. Let's not tell it anymore. I mean,
you both are responsible for a great deal
for the radio station,
and I wish you both to get back together. So.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, though, and we do have, Don, we do have that. Have you seen our 30 for 30 thing yet? You've been
No, I have not. They tried to get me to do that. I talked to Ted Shaker.
Right.
And he said, I said, well, you know, I have to see the, I have to have approval of the final edit.
Right.
He said, well, we don't do that. I said, well, then don't come down here.
You're still that much of a control freak even now?
Yeah, I'm still a prick. Well, I'm happy for both of you. I'm glad you guys are doing well. I love Chernoff. Say hi to Steve Summers. I loved him. Hey, is Eddie Scazzeri? He's still around there?
Yeah, he is. Hey, Wes, tell me, how's your son doing?
He's doing great. He's the defending YRA 19 and under Texas State calf open champion. He just finished his freshman year at Rice University.
All right.
So he's doing great.
So he's an actual rodeo star?
Oh, he's a badass.
Really?
Oh, he's tremendous.
Really?
That's he's great. One of the five best calf opers in America.
Get
is he really?
Here.
Wow.
He's a badass.
Really? That's unbelievable.
I remember when he was born. Mike does as well. I mean, and you moved to Texas because that's where all the rodeo stuff is, right, Don?
Well, no. Yeah, and it's all throughout the Southwest, but...
Doug, he moved to Texas because they have no state income tax. That's why he moved to Texas.
Well, we don't need to go down that road, do we, Mike? Well, you guys both sound great.
Thank you, Don.
For...
Hey, listen, Don, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it. And you know what? Without you, seriously, none of this ever would have happened. We all know that. So, really, we couldn't do this without you. So, thanks for coming on today.
You're very nice, and good luck to both of you. Say hi to everybody. I liked it.
All right, Don.
All right. See you.
Hey, Dog.
Yes, Mikey boy. How are you today?
He's crazy as ever.
Oh,
you know
God. He came away. He sounded good there, too.
He did.
He really was good.
Yeah, we got him at the right day. I mean, you know, it's basically, you know, it's probably time for him to have his meal. So, you know, it's okay.
At 5 o'clock, he was peppy. How things go? What's the latest in New York? Anything happening I need to know about? How about Porzingis?
Wait a second. What's the latest in New York? What state are you in? Where
no,
don't you work around here? What do you mean? What's the latest? Where have you been? What state are you in?
No, I'm home today, but I mean I've been following it. But you're on top of this Porzingis stuff and the Yankees, everything else more than I am.
I don't think they'll. I don't. I really don't. I know they have gotten some very serious offers for Porzingis. I don't think they'll trade him.
I don't think
they will. I'll be surprised if they pull the trigger. I really will. That's number one. Number two, it's good to see your Giants back in last place where they belong.
God.
Okay, you had enough championships.
All right,
you
did that.
But I have something else I have to get to first. You ready? And that is my favorite Russo graduated from high school the other day.
Yes, he did.
Timmy Russo not only graduated from high school, he got a big athletic award from his school from all the coaches. He's going to be a future coach. And he's off to go to college next year. He's going to Tampa, which is a great little school, the University of Tampa. So tell him congratulations, and I wanted to congratulate him on the air. So way to go, Timmy, and he is a great kid, and he's grown up to be a great
Well, Tim, you two, before we get sappy, he's always have had a very good relationship.
Love him, man. He's grown up to be a fine young man. I saw him at the 30 for 30. And, you know, one thing about this 30 for 30, they send me a thing the other day and say, listen, Mike, we sent Dog a thing. We sent you a thing. We'd like you, if you could, to do a little bit of promotion, okay? Then basically they have me doing more stops than a presidential candidate would do in August and September on their way to the White House, okay?
I mean,
it's like 80 different appearances they want me to make in a week.
I felt the same way. Are you going to go to L.A.? Did they want you to go to L.A.?
No, there's no way. I'm not going across the street and all this going to L.A. I mean,
they asked me. I said, guys, Mike's on vacation until September.
I mean,
there's no way he's going to L.A. to do this.
I'm doing one in the city with you, which we talked about yesterday. I will do that. And then other than that, I don't know. But we'll have to see about this.
I said,
listen, Dog will be fine. He'll do all these.
I'm not going to L.A., though. But I'll tell you right now, they did a tremendous job at that show.
They did. And Dog and I saw it at the Tribeca. It's on July 13th. I don't know what time.
8 o'clock,
July 13th. And those of you who didn't see it at the Tribeca, where Dog and I got to see it with our wives, it was very well done, very good. And I tell you, a lot of laughs, Dog. Really, a lot of laughs.
I tell you, that Celtic Liquor thing they did was phenomenal.
I didn't see it. You know what? I didn't see it that night. I wasn't home. I haven't seen it yet. I did a lot of those games, as you know, for CBS.
I know you did. You love that series.
A great series.
That 84 final. Oh, my God.
A great series. Well, listen, 30th anniversary, FAN. Tell me, what's your first thought about FAN? When you heard about FAN down there in Orlando, Florida, what were you thinking?
Well, you know, Mike, I never thought it was going to make it. You know, I mean, I got to New York at MCA there in February of that year. And so it's what it starts, July 4th weekend, right? Susan, the first person
yeah,
on.
Yeah, July 1st, yes.
July 1st. And the Mets are playing the Reds, if I'm not mistaken, a doubleheader in Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken.
Only you would know that. Okay.
I think so. But and you were there much before I was, but I never thought, I said to myself, geez, they're going to eliminate half their audience because women are not going to listen to this. So they're going in with only a 50% chance of being successful because it's only going to get men. I thought it was going to be an absolute no-go, no chance, a waste of time. So I was very, very surprised when it had some lasting power right out of the gate. I did not think it would be successful. I really didn't. And then, of course, after
and when
you know,
was
7
your
months,
first show?
And then after I got sick of MCA, I couldn't wait to get to the MCA.
And when was your first show? Was your first show on New Year's Eve or that was the second show?
No, my first show was on a Saturday in December,
right
around before New Year's Eve, where Susan was with the Knicks,
right,
traveling with the Knicks, and I was on a Saturday night, and we did the updates then, as you know, every 20, 40, like 5,000
right
times an hour.
Right.
And Susan was in Indiana, I remember I had her on. That was the first show. The big show that I did early, I was fortunate. I was on overnight with the Eagle-Bear
that
fog bowl.
Game, the fog bowl.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that was New Year's Eve, right?
I think it was. I had to go look. It was that year. It may have been the week before, but I do think it was New Year's Eve of that year. And I was on, like, you know, 11 to 6. And we had that fog bowl, though, which is a huge game in the afternoon. They couldn't see. You remember the game, Eagles.
I remember it well, absolutely.
Eagles and Bears and everything. And I believe the Bears won that game. And then lost the Redskins the next week. So I believe, but that was a big show. And then I did a show after the Niners-Cincinnati Super Bowl. And then Imus, and to make a long story short, and then you did Imus. And
yep.
Then, as it's chronicled in that 30 for 30, you know, Franklin, the late Pete Franklin, that was a mistake. They shouldn't have hired him anyway. He was a little too acerbic, you know that. They had a contract issue, and then Mason put you and me together. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'll do a lot of this, but my first 5 months, I bounced around, did the overnights. I did Saturday. I remember that first show I did. Then I did Imus.
Yep.
Then you came. You were there anyway with Eddie.
We were both doing Imus, you know, at different times.
And you were doing Eddie. What did you start with Eddie?
I started with Eddie, but the bottom line was I started with Eddie about a year in, and I was doing fill-ins before that and weekends, and then I started with Eddie about a year in, and then within 2 months of me and Eddie being together, Eddie and I being together, Pete kept getting sick, or Lampley was out, and I was doing one show or the other every day. I was never in, so he was always by himself because they'd say to me, "Oh, we need you today to do this. We need you today." Then Pete was never there. I mean, never there.
Never
there.
And I remember
year,
that famous Friday show you did after Thanksgiving. Wasn't that a famous Friday show you did?
That was the first one. The first year I did that Thursday and Friday. I did Thanksgiving Day, which is the death. I mean, I did the first one. We didn't have football that day, which was a one you never want to do. I learned that. And then I did the Friday, but then I filled in for him a lot that first year when they called me in and said to me, hey, you know who Christopher Russo is? I said, yeah. And they said, well, here's our plan. And that obviously we all know what happened after that. So that takes us up to present time. And amazingly, it's been on the air for 30 years. I mean,
30 years, this station. And from what you tell me, I know they've had ownership changes. You were telling me a lot of this last year.
Well, they haven't taken over yet, but they've purchased it.
They haven't taken over yet?
Not yet.
But Chernoff got there. I remember when Chernoff became the program director because I was on vacation in St. Martin. And Chernoff, this is 93, right? Wasn't it 93? I believe it was.
93, absolutely.
February of 93, and he called me when I was in St. Martin and said, hi, I'm the new program. I had never heard of him. You were at the station, so Chernoff, Mason was there the first 3.5 years, then Chernoff, and Chernoff's been there ever since. I mean, the old guard, you know, it really has been you, has been Eddie, Summers, Chernoff. Who else? I met Dove's still there, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. Susan's been there the whole time. Susan?
Susan,
yep.
And Susan now, obviously, with the Yankees, so you got to count her FAN.
Absolutely.
You know, some of the Cohen and Gelb, the old producers.
Yep.
I mean, you get it. There's still about, what, 15 to 20 on-air people who are still in the mix in some capacity?
I don't know. You know, there's only two show hosts who've been there the whole time. That's Summers and myself, who actually had shows, at regular shows, weekday shows. But other than that, fill-ins, weekends, different thing. I had your buddy Malusis on today. He's got like 15 jobs, you know, when we were talking about when he started working on the show.
Richard Neer? How long has Richard Neer been on?
You know, I would say a long time. I mean, I would think he's been there just pretty much. I don't know if he was on the first year, but he was on pretty close, and he's been on the weekend.
Was Eddie on the first weekend?
Eddie was there from the beginning, yes, absolutely. Now, different roles. He was an update guy, and he's been a beat reporter, but he's been there the whole time, absolutely. And I think Neer was on Saturday morning before you for as long as I
think
could
you're
possibly
right.
remember.
I think Neer, now, he was at NAW.
Yeah.
He was at NAW, and that's where Chernoff knew
You know,
him.
When I start, when that fan started, there was three other sports talk in town, three different ones that were on.
Right.
And including Neer. There was
11:30. WNAW did one. That's right.
There was he and
Rick Cerrone.
Rick Cerrone. You had Dave Sims, who replaced Jack Sepp, Spector, and you had Art Rush Jr.
And Art came to WFVN for a little while to do shows on the weekend. If I'm
I never met him. I never saw him.
I think he did shows for us there when he left ABC. Because he was on ABC a long time. Sterling, who I used to grow up listening to, he did shows at FAN, too.
Hey, I tell you, the early year when Pete was sick, he had a heart attack, that first couple of months, they used to have on Sterling did shows, Lampley did shows, fill-in shows, Hank Stram, Jimmy Pearsall, who just died, did shows.
How about Bud Ferrillo? Didn't Bud Ferrillo
the Steamer, did shows. There were so many. Even, think about it, Jimmy Pearsall did shows.
Yeah,
how about
I forgot that. He did just die, right.
Absolutely.
He did shows for us, huh?
Yeah, that first year, absolutely. Hank Stram did shows. I mean, it was amazing how many different guys did. You know,
they really had trouble. And Smully and I always have told you.
He was in studio with me. He did a whole thing because he got an award, and I spoke at the Talkers thing, and he got an award that day. So he came back and did a couple of hours with me.
Oh, I love Smully.
And he went through the whole thing and what he was doing and what he was thinking and everything else and how he got IMIS and everything else. Very nice guy.
Mike is the only owner we have ever had who gave talk show hosts Christmas bonuses.
You're right.
Only one.
He was a very nice man.
Great. And then he sold it to Mel, and Mel obviously took it to the next step. Yep. But Smullyan did a good job at that station. Let's not forget that. He did a very good job.
And it was his idea. Well, listen, nice of you to call in today. It was very nice of you.
I
kept it a secret.
Tell me what's going on now.
And listen, when you finish that promotional tour before the 13th, let me know, okay? Let me know when you get to Lincoln, Nebraska. Let me know what happens when you get there.
I'll see you then.
All right, Chris Russo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.